A seasoned expert, our show is designed to help you become a better backyard barbecuer.
So be sure and tune in every Saturday morning
right here on Connect FM 99.7 and 96.7 and online at connectradio.fm.
Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on Connect FM.
Class. Want to win a Nintendo Switch, AirPods, or $100 Eats gift card? Get writing.
It's Sunny 106's Think, Don't Drink contest. Middle and high school students in Clearfield, Jefferson, and Elk counties write a radio commercial about the dangers of underage drinking. Judges will pick winners who get to record their commercial and will air it. No purchase necessary. Go to sunny106.fm for writing tips and rules. Deadline to enter is October 25th at 5 p.m.
It's Think, Don't Drink. From Sunny 106 and Connect FM.
8:49 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Friday. Quite a busy Friday, but we've reserved some time here before we say goodbye because we need to catch up with Albert Varicello in the Du Bois Dream. Albert is back with us here. You've had a few things going on in your life, haven't you, sir?
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a whirlwind, but it's been awesome. So yeah, it's nice to welcome the new one.
Really exciting. Albert and his wife have welcomed a new daughter. Tell us about her.
Yeah, so we named her Malia Luann Varicello. Malia was the area in Malta where we found out we were pregnant when we were out there. And then Luann, obviously, to honor my mom. That was her first name. And then we were expecting a boy. It was going to be Albert the Fourth, but we're so blessed with the little girl. She's been awesome and losing a little sleep, but it's been worth it.
Yeah, I'm sure. And Albert the Fourth may still be to come.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yep. We'll see on that one. Yeah.
Well, it's been a little while. I think about a month, Albert, or maybe a little more than a month since we last talked and caught up to things of what's going on with the Du Bois Dream. So get us caught up.
Yeah. So the biggest things I kind of want to get out there and to kind of catch everybody else up on is, you know, before, you know, that month kind of layoff and with all that stuff going on, we're talking about kind of doing some workouts for the Du Bois Dream, the youth basketball program.
Right.
So we're looking to do one coming up here on October 25th.
Okay.
So we're going to get that out there with a little more details, but it looks like the gym is available and people are kind of interested in coming and working out. And this is going to help prepare us for that springtime when we do our full-fledged AAU youth basketball program. Mm-hmm. But I also want to open it up to an opportunity for anybody else that wants to potentially get on our radar for the pro basketball opportunities too.
Okay.
So it looks like, as some people have seen already, we have that connection in Taiwan with that agency. And Sandra Lin, who was here about 4 years ago, ended up playing Division I basketball, got her first pro opportunity with our partners over there in Malta. Mm-hmm. So Valletta Basketball Club, now known as Valletta Dream, has Sandra Lin on her team, who was here in Du Bois about 4 years ago. And it's a cool little connection with the Dream here, Dream over there, connecting in our Taiwan connection, because you met some of our Taiwanese trainings.
Sure did, yeah.
The trainees that were here this past summer. So we're kind of tying that all in, but people reach out and say, hey, can I have an opportunity for different things? And I may just throw that out there for some of these workouts coming up in October as well as November. So that's one of the big things I definitely want to get out there. We're also going to try and get some of the kids that played on our team last year. We may get them an opportunity to play in a couple shootouts or tournaments here before the actual basketball season starts. Mm. So had the baby. Now we're kind of getting into full-fledged dream stuff. But it's all fun and good because, you know, people are interested and I want to provide that opportunity because it's always good when the kids are active.
Yeah.
You know, when they stay stagnant, you know, football season's kind of winding down in a sense for some of the younger ones.
Yeah.
They want to pick it up into basketball, help them get ready for their season. So that'll be good. The other thing that came up, and surprisingly enough, it was a connection with Malta, because I got connected with Malta through Moldova. Now the coach in Malta was connected with a team in Lebanon, and now we have a kind of youth partnership with a team out there in Lebanon. So the dream just kind of keeps expanding. I don't really know where it's going to take us, but I want to keep providing these opportunities because it's not only with the youth in AAU. It's not only just staying active.
Sure.
It's not only helping them get into college. It's not only... Now it's turning into providing pro opportunities in multiple countries because, you know, it's been funny. It started off with having the Taiwanese trainees coming in and getting them connected there. Then it was getting that connection in Moldova. Then it was getting connected in Malta. Then we actually had a partnership with Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And now it's a connection in Lebanon. Like, those are five different countries that we now have connections with.
It's amazing.
Small town in Du Bois. It's just, I'm just kind of letting it lead. And as you know, like, a big thing on faith is like, I'm just letting God lead me wherever this dream takes me.
Absolutely. And no surprise that the organization was named The Dream.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's cool just to see the dream in different areas and all that type of stuff. So those are the biggest things. And I really want people to start reaching out if they have a dream too, and kind of connecting these things together, because I don't want to limit it. I never want to limit it. And a lot of times people get stuck here in Dubois and they feel like, oh, there's not much out there, but mm-hmm. you'd be surprised what all is out there. Because the other funny connection too, is, you know, visiting over in Kosovo too, it's just right. like, we don't have a connection with a team over there yet, but you never know what'll happen over there in Kosovo. So
absolutely.
Just different and fun things. And I appreciate, you know, Connect FM and you, Dan, just helping us get the word out there, because it's important for people to know that there are opportunities here in Dubois that expand well beyond Dubois. Like, we're talking different countries now. Yeah. So it's been a lot of fun.
We're glad to be a part of it and glad to help out in that way. We always want, especially the youth, to know yeah. about opportunities that are out there and ways that they can expand their horizons.
Yeah, and some of them are getting kind of distraught, especially like the seniors in the AAU youth basketball program. College recruiting has been pushed back so much. A lot of these kids aren't getting offers till the end of their senior season. Mm. So I want them to know they're still welcome to come out and play in some tournaments, get noticed. They just need someone to talk through it with them and connect them to the college. We're happy to do that. So anything we can do to help out this area, especially in basketball, just keeps expanding and growing. And, you know, you'd be surprised what ends up popping up just if you reach out and ask for a little bit of help.
Super. Well, we'll be right alongside of you, Albert, in doing that. And we look forward here to, in a couple of weeks, getting another update from you.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.